Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction 336. Science Faction, I call BS.
Thank you for releasing me from the GIMP cage on Thursday.
Yep.
If you could just perhaps cut some more air holes in it, I would appreciate it.
Bill, you missed it. The last episode, he went up against our I Call BS super champ, Dr. Troy.
Oh, God.
And Dr. Troy got almost all the answers right, and Damien got them almost all wrong. So it was a nice juxtaposition between the two.
Mm-hmm. We have also, keep in mind, this has also happened on the show against a scientist who is no longer with us, but where I got all of them right, and he got all of them wrong. And Bobby handed the victory to him because he argued it was harder to get all of them wrong
he
for
shot
a scientist.
The moon. He shot the moon, yeah.
So a well lot done. Of scenarios
a lot of excuses you make. A lot of excuses you make for losing in multiple ways, Damien.
You son of a bitch.
All right, for those of you guys who don't know, I Call BS is the game where I read four science news articles, some of which are real and some of which are BS, standing for bad science. Are you guys ready to play?
Oh, yes.
I'm bowing, and it doesn't come through, so I have to say that I'm bowing.
Mm-hmm. And the person he is bowing to is none other than his sensei and master, comedian archaeologist Robert Timothy.
I was bowing to Bill!
And with me is, of course, that bower, Mr. Damien Mercado. Damien, how are you doing this afternoon?
Okay, audience, so I'm painting theater of the mind, bowing to Bill, and now I've placed my left hand upon his crotch.
That's
from the bow position.
By the way,
without making eye contact, which is weird.
That is actually technically called a curtsy. All right, and our scientist for the evening, Bill. Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I was listening to last week's episode with Dr. Troy, and my phone overheated, and I realized my phone is worse at enduring temperature than I am because I was
oh, really?
In the same car, and it just overheated. No, like I had to turn the air conditioning on and hold it over the...
Your phone would not like my job. My
no.
job this week, I sent my wife a picture text. Because the thermometer that we use when we're out in the field hit 113 at 9:30 a.m.
Whoa.
Describe for the fans what you do in your car, because it's insane. I think your phone operated under normal conditions.
I sometimes wish that I had access to a sauna, and so on hot days, I just close the windows and don't turn on the air conditioning, and my car is a sauna on my 30-minute drive, wherever. It's kind of like having your own little sauna.
You know, my mom used to lock me in the fucking car for you to give her an excuse. So that's what normal people do.
Yeah, she's just being health conscious.
Bill, I got to start bringing you out to the desert. You'd be a good field tech. You can take the heat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get right on to I Call BS.
I call.
Ring, ring.
I call BS.
All right, article number one. The oldest confirmed use of cannabis was announced this week with a 2,500-year-old incense burner found in modern-day Mexico City. Damien, is this science or bad science?
This is bad science because Gandalf was rocking weed in the Token series, and that's Europe. So, and they were doing that years before.
Okay,
yeah,
so
that was
you
like ages
Let
ago.
Me,
yeah, in a different.
Let me get your logic right here. The reason this is bad science is because the documentary Lord of the Rings that you saw took place in which Gandalf, Europe. Who was not smoking weed, you think was smoking weed, and because of this, you have reason that this science article must be wrong.
Oh, no, I was basing it on the book, not the movie.
Okay, let's fair enough. Well, then that's legitimate. That's science. That's scholarly work.
Reading.
All right, and Bill.
Actually, I think we have the same answer here, because I...
wait, yours also involves Gandalf?
No, I read a snippet about this article, so I know that cannabis has been discovered about that time period ago, but I think it was not in Mexico City. I think it was somewhere else. I don't remember if it was Europe, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't Mexico City.
All right. Article number two. New research in mouse models indicates that morning exercise is definitively better than evening exercise because it increases energy expenditure in the hours after exercise. Damien, is this science or bad science?
It is science because... exercising in the morning is better. We've covered that on the show. But I really don't like how you keep bringing up mouse models because, first off, they're not even human. And secondly, are models really You know, they don't even eat right. Yes, they exercise regularly, but then they don't eat. The whole they smoke and
they're the worst. And then also they're like super full of themselves. And if you meet a mouse model that's like 10 years past her prime, she still thinks she's hot, like acts like it, but she just doesn't have it to back it up anymore.
I'd still hit it. Don't
yeah,
get me
but
wrong.
Like I'm not gonna go out like she's acting like she's still a 20-year-old mouse model when she's like a 30-year-old mouse model and like come on, sweetheart. You're not paying the bills with that face anymore. Yeah.
The scientists in the lab should have treated her like an average-looking mouse growing
up.
Yeah.
That's what they do in Canada, and that's why their hot mice are way different.
That's why my girlfriend is a Canadian mouse, which she's totally real.
Just don't let Damien do the Canadian version of Disneyland. He sexually assaulted the person in the Minnie Mouse costume.
I do believe that I'm not gay because...
Because you're attracted to Minnie Mouse?
Yeah, and I don't believe they let men be in the suits. For the same reason, because men are sexual deviants who will fuck a clothed mouse at a theme park.
Damien, do you think the smart researchers, when they're dealing with like the snooty model mice, like the female model mice, do you think they neg them?
Oh, of course.
I mean, your tail's not that long.
If you want to get into those sweet mouse panties, you better neg them.
You look pretty good for somebody with whiskers that short.
I mean, you're the hottest mouse in this lab.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of labs.
All the mouse
you should
in a
see
lab
the New York City
like
mouse models.
Genetically identical, right? So it's just like you and your sisters.
Yeah. There's always a hot twin, Bill. There's always a hot twin. And Bill.
Yeah, so I think we may have even covered a similar article before, or maybe I'm just thinking of an article I read. But I know that we know now that exercise isn't just the calories you burn while you're exercising. It stimulates your metabolism, which seems like you would want that to begin in the morning so that you're burning calories when you're actually active. So I'm going to say science.
All right. Article number 3, the prevailing view of the pathway of the evolution of multicellular life has been completely upturned by a recent paper. David, is this science or bad science?
This is bad science. Now, it would only be upturned if... like in Roman times, when Caesar went up, that was bad, but down, that was
right.
Good.
Up means, yeah, we'll kill this guy.
Yeah, I'm saying this science was upturned, but by a Greek Caesar, so downturned.
Okay, so bad science.
Bad science.
Okay, did you have a reasoning, or was it just that whole Greek thing?
No, I'm just saying, well, the Greek thing, but really what I'm doing is playing the man. And I know that if there was some revolutionary, upturned, multicellular life thing, you would have coated the underside of this desk with semen.
Fair enough. And Bill.
Could you repeat the exact phrasing?
The prevailing view of the pathway of the evolution of multicellular life has been completely upturned by a recent paper.
This is vague enough that it could go either way. I will say science just to be contrary.
All right, and lastly, article number 4. Bats have beat out dogs as the leading cause of rabies deaths in America. Damien, is this science or bad science?
My theory is that bats have always been beating out dogs. Dogs never had the upper hand, so if I say bad science...
No, that would still be bad science then, because then my statement would be untrue.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to say bad science on this. I'm going to say it's neither of those two options.
Uh-huh.
It's raccoons dressed as bats. Or dogs. Giving people rabies.
I would think it would be raccoons dressed as people, like with a little hat and a trench coat.
I mean, that's certainly the most adorable option.
Right. Well, also, you could get into bars easier, especially if there were two raccoons and they wanted to wear one big trench coat.
Wait, are you two raccoons in a trench coat? You know, you have to tell me if you are, right? It's a law.
That's a common mythology that people believe, is that if you're two raccoons in a trench coat and a cop asks you about it, you got to tell them.
Well, technically, just by responding, I think they've proven they're not two raccoons.
Well, no, what people don't understand is that law actually only doesn't apply to raccoons. So, like, if a cop asks you that and you're a person, legally, you have to answer no. You can't say, yes, I am two raccoons, but raccoons are immune from the law. It was a treaty of 1820. It's hard to explain.
You try prosecuting a raccoon.
Yeah, it's
they're
really
crafty. They have thumbs.
Not only that, but you'd be surprised at how good their lawyers are.
Oh, the trash can defense again. I can't beat
this. Their lawyer is a weasel, right?
That's a blanket term for lawyers, Bill. That's real grown up lawyer joke.
Based on the fact that you said Bobby's first potential answer could have been true, I'm going to say that this is science.
Okay. It had nothing to do with the whole raccoon thing?
No.
Okay.
Don't care about raccoons.
You heard about the trench coat part, right?
No, hey, wouldn't it be neat if they got a little pocket watch?
He sat there impatiently checking
it. Yeah, gotta check it all the time.
Like, I'm sorry, I have to check your ID. I'm sorry.
But he became a dick about it, and he would do it like when the cashier was taking too long, and he's like, I get it, I'm just trying to get through all these people. Just fucking raccoons with the trench coats and the impatient asses. It'd be funny as if a raccoon was robbing that convenience store that he was waiting for, and he just wore an exact raccoon burglar mask over his regular natural raccoon burglar mask.
Well, to be fair, that's no different than in Point Break when the guy wore a Reagan mask. He's wearing a human mask. Yeah, that's off his human face.
What if, to really throw him off, the raccoon got a mask that matched the rest of his fur, and he wore it over the part that looks like a mask, so he just had a monocolor face?
Ooh.
A gray, like raccoon-shaped
mask. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's essentially what Robin does for his disguise in Batman and Robin.
All right, let's see how you guys did. Starting with article number one, the oldest confirmed use of cannabis was announced this week with a 2,500-year-old incense burner found in modern-day Mexico City. Both of you guys thought this was bad science, and this one is bad science. Bill is exactly correct. They did indeed announce the oldest confirmed use of cannabis residue in a 2,500-year-old incense burner from the highlands of eastern China. Again, the clue in here was that cannabis is an old-world plant, so it would not have been in Mexico City at that time. A lot of debate has been going on into where cannabis comes from. Another article came out this week that seems to indicate like the Tibetan Plateau might be the place. However, that's an article that dates it back to 10,000 years. And there, they're using an association of what they believe to be wild cannabis plants with plants that later seem to come into the record when cannabis is domesticated and not in its wild type. But that's not exactly hard evidence, which is one of the reasons why we can say we have indications that cannabis was cultivated 10,000 years ago in Tibetan highlands, but we only have the first evidence in the Chinese highlands 2,500 years ago. Mm. Very, very cool stuff. Regardless, article number two, new research in mouse models indicates that morning exercise is definitively better than evening exercise because it increases energy expenditure in the hours after exercise. Both of you guys thought that this was science, and this one is bad science. It was the opposite. They found that evening exercise did this. It extended how long that workout was burning calories for you. So if you work out in the morning, you work out and then you go about your daily life. Because of a mixture of your circadian rhythms and how you're walking around and all that stuff, your metabolism doesn't stay super high because of that workout. It essentially reaches it back to your equilibrium. Whereas when you work out before you go to bed, your metabolism stays really high as you're sleeping. So you actually get more calories burned for the given amount of exercise if you're doing that at night. This does not mean that working out at night is better, though. They have good things and bad things about each. Morning exercise appears to increase the ability of muscle cells to metabolize sugar and fat, which is especially important for those people who are suffering or near suffering from diabetes. So if you're a diabetic and you want to cut down on your insulin levels, working out in the morning is really important. It does a much better job of regulating those sugar and fat levels. If you're really trying to lose weight, working out at night gives you more bang for your buck in terms of calorie burning for a given amount of cardio done.
Doesn't it also affect your sleep pattern, though? Like, if you're working out too close to bedtime, it will inhibit your ability to go to sleep.
I've never had that problem. I used to work out. I used to go to the gym right before bed, work out really hard, and then just go sleep.
Huh. Yeah. Okay.
But maybe for some people it could.
Because, I mean, if it spikes your adrenaline, and then that like, it's clearly right, but not that's associated with sleep.
No, it is, though, because that is a very fast-moving chemical that gets broken down very quickly, and the component actions basically make you very tired. So it's the same reason that you have what's called an adrenaline dump in, like, pro fighting, where guys who haven't been used to the spotlight come in, they get this big adrenaline dump, and they go crazy, and then all of a sudden they lose all of their energy. This is a professional athlete who all of a sudden is super tired 3 minutes into the first round. It's not because they're in bad shape. They're in, like, Olympic-level shape, but the adrenaline hits them up, and then it knocks them right back down.
Huh. Okay.
I know that sometimes when I work out before I go to sleep, you know, it just makes me sleep a little bit less. I mean, puts me in a little bit lighter of a sleep. And that's usually when I have nightmares. Mm. And I have nightmares about not making sweet gains. And I wake up and feel my biceps like, oh, they're still there, bro.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
well, these are mouse models. So he has nightmares about the mice lifting more than him, like in the gym.
No way, man.
What's funny is, think about this. So this, by the way, this should be a caveat we put in. These are in mouse models. So what's interesting is I read it and I was like, it just says exercise. But what they should say is cardio, because they're exercising mice. Like, there's not little
it's
mouse.
A wheel.
Yeah, there's like a Gold's Gym for mice where they're wearing cutoff shirts. And
that mouse is jacked.
Yeah, seriously. And then there's the Brazilian version where they're all juicing.
That mouse, skip leg day.
All right, article number three. The prevailing view of the pathway of the evolution of multicellular life has been upturned by a recent paper. Damien thinks this is false. Bill thinks this is true. And this one is
Science. So the findings disproved a long-standing idea that multicellular life evolved from a single-celled ancestor resembling a modern sponge known as a choanocyte. So basically what happened is they had this idea that this is the path that multicellular life took to become, especially the animal side of multicellular life. And what they did is they found this one creature, the choanocyte, and it looks like a multicellular version of a single cellular life form. So basically what we said is, oh, this is a stepping block. Like, right, we see single cells, we sell multi-cells. This is a super simple multi-cell. It looks exactly like these single cells, but with just a different thing in there. Hmm. This is obviously a primitive multicellular life. This is where it first came. Well, then they actually do the background work, like the genetics and stuff, and they're like, oh, no, this just convergent evolution. It looks like this thing, but it is not. And they can actually tell from the sequence that it was in no way like it. It wasn't even along the same path. Like, the path that we thought multicellular evolution took to get to where it is because of this creature isn't the right path. This creature just looks like a thing that could have been the origins of multicellular life, and we didn't even evolve that way, which is really interesting.
You didn't evolve that way.
So that they found is that the first multicellular animals probably weren't like modern-day sponge cells, but were more like a collection of convertible cells, basically stem cell-like things that were able to turn themselves into a multicellular thing. It's a completely different process. We have changed with this paper, very quietly changed the way we currently think multicellularism evolved in animals. So super, super cool. This has been a decades-long belief and was considered just basic wisdom in biology for a long time, and it was overturned by this one paper, which I'm going to guess most people just didn't hear about, right? This is a huge deal in biology.
I haven't heard about it.
Most people didn't hear about it.
So this wasn't a big enough deal to bring up on Sunday. You had to wait till Thursday.
Yeah, exactly.
To drag it down to I Call BS.
We had to talk about going outside, Damien.
You had to shit on that study.
Revolutionary.
Article number 4, bats have beat out dogs as the leading cause of rabies deaths in America. Damien thinks this is false. Bill thinks this is true. And this one is science. Congrats, Bill, on stomping Damien.
Do I get a point for the raccoon answer?
No, you got minus points for the raccoon answer.
Is that a new rule?
Yeah.
Is that a new rule? You're going to cut off your nose to spite your face, Bobby?
No,
you're going to say no more raccoon jokes on the show?
No, no, I'm not going to fuck around with that. We can't have Raccoon Wednesdays anymore. No, by the way, I would like to commend something. Bill, congratulations on getting 3 right, 1 wrong. Damien, congratulations on getting 3 wrong, 1 right, once again, 2 weeks in a row. Your combined scores from last week and this week still wouldn't even tie you to either Bill or Troy.
That is something that's going to haunt me later tonight.
Yes. You always complain, oh, Bobby's cheating, blah, blah, blah. I only get 1 question right, and then I'm so offended when I don't win.
No, actually, Bobby, you make a great point.
Uh-huh.
Because I knew I was losing because right about question 4, you hadn't actively cheated. You hadn't.
I've never cheated. I've never once cheated.
You haven't sent Bill an answer. You haven't told him to change his answer.
I haven't forced you
a bonus question.
I haven't forced you to make a Happy Days reference for no fucking reason when you know it's against the rules.
You know what? Because there's no chance of winning. I want a bonus question. This is the one episode I'm asking for a bonus question.
You know what Damien's like?
A sea cucumber.
He's like the people who complain. Like, there are people who are like, the Electoral College is a fucked up system, which I agree. And if what you're saying is we want to change the Electoral College, I'm 100% behind you, and it's a fucked up system. We shouldn't have it. Let's change it. But then there are the people who are like, hey, you didn't really win. We won the popular vote. You just won the Electoral College. Now, keep in mind, I'm on the same political side of these people, but I want to yell at them that they're idiots because it's like, we both knew the game when we joined up, right?
Yeah.
We knew what the rules were. We knew it wasn't a popular vote contest. We were shooting for the electoral votes.
Yep.
So yeah, that would be like saying, like, you played a game of football and you're like, oh, one team won by 40 points. And like, yeah, but we kicked more field goals than you did. You just scored more touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like, that's the game, motherfucker.
How dare you get so impassioned?
That's the game.
You can't
make Happy Days references, and you complain every time you make one purposefully and cause yourself to lose the game.
What you forget is that the Happy Days rule is only there to rob me of a victory. You said it one time to rob
me. You know the rules there. Why do you keep doing it? Why do you keep doing it? Every fucking word out of your mouth, Fonzie this, Potsy that. I can't stop saying it.
My favorite is how you've tried to find ways to trick me into saying...
Nobody can trick you into making Happy Days references. That's an insane... You sound like an insane person right now. You sound like a schizophrenic. He got in my head. He made me think about Happy Days. Oh, why is Fonzie's penis so big? Why can I only think about Fonzie's penis? Why is this so...
I said that in private. Like, for example, Bill, one time his question was, what is the most common thing that horses eat? And he was trying to get me to say, hey, in which case he would claim Happy Days reference. But that wasn't...
Because Fonzie says, hey!
The one I truly admire is he goes, Complete this pattern. Here's your bonus question, Damien. Complete this pattern. Pot A, pot B, blank. Now, if I followed the pattern and said pot C.
Which you did, like an asshole.
Then that's a Happy Days reference.
Uh-huh. One of the main characters, Potsy, and you shouldn't right. have brought up Happy Days.
So what would have been the correct answer in that case?
See, if I answer...
The correct answer is, there is no pattern. That's the correct answer. That's it. That's it. It's an easy question. I don't know why it was so hard.
It's a good thing you're not working at the NSA decrypting codes. It's a good...
Yeah, well, you're fucking John Nash at this point seeing patterns where they don't exist. And indeed, it is true. Congratulations, bats, for winning the rabies war,
yeah,
I guess.
Go bats.
You have surpassed dogs as the leading cause of death. Now, that doesn't mean it's the leading cause of an infection, and here's why. A lot of people will go get a rabies shot when they get bit by a dog and are less likely to if they get bit by a bat. A lot of times, believe it or not, because bats have specific enzymes in their saliva that make it not painful when they bite you. Same thing with mosquitoes. Oh, sometimes people are sleeping. They don't know. Right.
Shit.
So because of that, and because people aren't necessarily concerned about rabies from bats, it's not necessarily in the public consciousness.
Be concerned.
They don't go and get the shot. So it might not be that most infections of rabies come from bats, but most of the deaths in America come from infections that were caused by bats.
Now, what if I knew I was bitten by a bat,
uh-huh.
but I just wanted my son to grow up as Batman, and my son needs to have
That's
his parents killed?
That's how Batman
by
works.
By
his
a
parents
bat.
Were killed by a bat. A bat bit him and took their parents' jewelry in the back alley. When
radioactive
they left
the bat bit his parents, and instead of getting superpowers, they died like you would expect. From there, he became Batman.
Yeah. Yep.
That's why he sworn vengeance on bats. That's just common backstory.
With great power comes great responsibility to fuck up bats. Bats cause roughly 70% of deaths in America infected with rabies. I like to bring this up because I have brought this up to Science Faction fans before, along with prions and gamma ray bursts and solar flares. Rabies, one of the things that I think quietly is terrifying. Essentially, rabies is 100% fatal if you get it to your brain. So the reason you can get bit by a dog with rabies and still get the shot and not get rabies is it takes a while for it to travel up your nerves and get to your brain. However, once it hits your brain, you're dead. You're completely dead. We did cover the case. The first ever survival case of rabies happened a few years ago in Michigan. They had to put a woman in a complete coma so she could survive the brain swelling and all that stuff. And she still came out, you know, with some mental deficiencies and not okay by any stretch of the imagination, but she technically survived. Even then, that was huge medical intervention. It was planned. They had a whole nine yards. She was in the hospital the whole time, induced coma for months, the whole thing. And even then wasn't all the way okay. Everybody else, 100% of people who are not that girl who has gotten rabies to the brain died. There's nothing you can do once you get it. That's terrifying, but it does fuck up your brain, and there's no way that we currently know to kind of get it out, so to speak. The only thing you can do is do what they did with her and allow her to kind of like survive the thing that kills you, which is your brain swelling and all that stuff. Horrible, but it's interesting that we get spoiled in America. I have worked in countries before. I did my undergrad work in Peru, where there are just wild dogs. Like, there are just fucking packs of wild dogs roaming around, and some of them have rabies. And people die from it all the time. It's a rarity here. Like, if somebody came in and said, oh, my buddy just died, and you're like, how? Car accident? Like, heart disease? No, rabies? You'd be like, what the Whoa, fuck? I've yeah. never heard of that.
Yeah.
If you're in third world countries, it's common. Like, it's a fairly yeah. common thing, and we are spoiled. It's almost the animal version of the vaccine debate. You know, we don't die of measles or polio anymore. It's similar, and it's a really big deal in other places. It's a terrifying disease. If that was ever airborne, could you imagine if rabies became airborne? Right?
Yeah.
Think of what that would do to us. Something to consider, by the way, if you ever do get bit by either a bat or a dog and you're considering getting it, because it has to travel up your nerves to your brain, and once it gets to
chop off the limb.
like a zombie movie. You just get the shot, bro. But because it has to travel like that, depending on where you get bit, it will affect how long it takes for that to be fatal. So if you get bit in the ankle by something, it takes a long time to travel up the nerves to your brain. Huh. It can take like 6 weeks, 8 weeks. If you get bit in the neck by something, it can take a much shorter time. Keep this in mind if you ever get bit.
If you're attacked by a dog.
Exactly. Yeah. Dogs, obviously bats can.
Keep so, things that are biting you away from
yeah.
your face.
Also something to think about. People think sometimes it has to be frothing at the mouth and aggressive. Actually, a lot of rabies-infected dogs and animals will be very timid. And they won't bite you until you come up to them. Now, they'll still bite unpredictably, which makes them dangerous. But they're not necessarily the snarling beasts with foaming mouths that you see in cartoons and whatnot. Keep that in mind, too, because a lot of people will get bit, and then by the time they go to the doctor and they say, sorry, you have a fatal case of rabies, it's made it to your brain, why didn't you come here? They'd say, the dog wasn't mad. It was like a scared little dog. It didn't have rabies. And they're like, no, it's not a cartoon. That can be rabies too. Keep that in mind. Tell people that, because the reason people are dying in America, where these shots are available and stuff, this isn't the third world. People are dying because they don't have access to this. Here we die because of ignorance. We're literally dying because people are getting infected with a disease that can be stopped before it becomes fatal, but they don't know that it's they have the potential to have that disease.
Don't only vampire bats bite people? I mean, like unless you're like going into a bat's place.
Most
with a bat.
Bats don't bite people. The only vampires is untrue because there are multiple types of bat that are blood sucking bats, right? So vampire bats is one of them. Most
Dracula bats,
yes.
That's about it.
Ex-wife bats.
She sucked the life out of me.
Most bats are herbivorous fruit bats, but there are multiple species of bats that are not just vampire bats that do suck blood.
But cow they bats exist in the North America.
Not as much, but we do have a lot of bats. I was surprised when I learned that like bats make up a significant portion of the species of known mammals. Like bats are a huge percentage of the species. Like there's a lot of fucking bats.
Really,
and it's because they separated so long ago that they've diverged like extensively.
You're so talking number of species.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Not necessarily total number of individual animals,
right.
But
yeah.
It's very, very interesting stuff. Always be aware of that rabies thing. Think about that, the fact that the dog doesn't need to be going crazy for you to get bit. And if you or somebody you know gets bit by a dog, unless it's like a pet that you're aware of its history and you know where it's been and you're sure it hasn't encountered a weird squirrel and everything like that, you should probably go get a rabies shot.
This might sound like a dumb question, but is this why snakes bite? Because of rabies?
No.
So and if a snake a dumb, bites me, do question. I need to go get checked
no.
for rabies?
No, you don't. No, okay, it's good. Not be something that would be a reptile could not transmit this to you. Hmm.
What is the disadvantage of getting a rabies shot? It's just it's painful,
and I guess your health insurance. I don't know. Like yeah. I don't think it costs that much. Yeah, you just have to go in. It's not necessarily a cost benefit analysis. Maybe somebody is. Maybe somebody's like, I don't know. I'm really strapped for cash. I don't know if I can afford it. I think it's fairly affordable. And I know for a fact they will give it to you for free because it's considered life saving intervention. So if you really need it, they'll just give it to you for free. But I think the issue is more of being ignorant of the fact that you could potentially have been exposed to rabies, right?
Yeah.
Again, not the frothing dog. You don't always think about that. A dog nips you.
Right.
That's the other thing. Breaking the skin is all you need. So some people will say, why didn't you go get your rabies shot? And they'll say, it wasn't that bad a bite. He barely broke the skin. He just nipped me. Well, all you need to do is break the skin. That's it. All you need to do is break the skin. So if you get bit by a dog that you are not 100% sure doesn't have rabies, just go get the fucking shot.
Is it not part of the regular vaccines you get?
No.
It's a short term. What if you get bit by a lot of dogs?
So you're like, constantly being bit by dogs.
Yeah. Then
after your 10th rabies shot in 10 years.
I mean, I think if you had a rabies shot, like let's say you get bit by a dog, you got a rabies shot, and then you go home and get bit by another dog, you're fine. You're probably fine.
Okay, good. I mean, like, not all of us like to mollycoddle our goddamn immune system. Yeah. Right? Some of us like to bring in rabies.
Yeah. You bite the dog. Yeah. To get
oh that what how do you think this the fight doesn't stop until I'm on top humping him and he's been bit.
You wouldn't want to know what he did to the raccoons. All right, thank you audience for coming back for Science Faction 336, where you learned about the oldest confirmed use of cannabis, why exercise in the morning is different but not necessarily better for your body than exercise in the evening, why the prevailing view of the pathway of the evolution of multicellular life has been completely upturned by a recent paper, and how bats have beat out dogs as the leading cause of rabies deaths in America. Thank you so much for joining us, and come on back next week for Science Faction 337.
Wow. This show's really jumped the two raccoons in a trench coat.
You've been listening to Science Faction. Wait, that's not right.